Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tom. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. As spirit in expression, I move through my life boldly and joyfully. I might have been tempted in the past to tiptoe through life. Perhaps I've been too concerned that living with too much enthusiasm might threaten whatever degree of spiritual awareness I had achieved. Jesus had a different message and a different example. He lived his life boldly, whether he was teaching, demonstrating, or sharing a meal with friends. He could have separated from the world for a life of quiet contemplation. Instead, he carried his radically new spiritual message into the very heart of the world in which he lived. By following Jesus' example, I accept the joys and challenges it will contain. A spirit in expression, I move through my life boldly and joyfully. Do not be afraid, little rock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that's from Luke 12:32. And let us remain seated while the singing team leads us in Surely the Presence. And that's in the front of your sock.
Thank you.
remain standing so that we can greet each other. If you'd rather not, be hugged and stick out your hand. And we'll shake hands too.
May look good to you, but I'm going, 5'9"?
Is that? So, and then I'll add it. By March 1st, by the time Tom finishes with the website, we'll have the directory with everybody on it, with all the corrections. So that'll be downstairs, so fill that out.
Thank you. Anyone else?
And the directory is going to be on the website?
No.
No, okay.
That's too private.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I will email them.
Unless we have like a private Facebook or something.
Yeah. Okay. No, but I put the website on the directory, so I have to wait for
gotcha.
The website.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That was short. All right. Please join me in the unity statement in your program. And we'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Please stand for our song of joy, Magic Penny. That is number 177 in your hymnals. 179, thank you.
And we sing it through twice.
Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away. Called the Buddha, talked for 45 years. In all those years, and at all the hundreds of thousands of teachings, words that he uttered, his message was simply this: you are all Buddhas. There is nothing you need to achieve, just open your eyes. It is proper to doubt. Do not be led by holy scriptures or by mere logic or interference. Of our appearances, or by the authority of religious teachers. But when you realize that something is unwholesome and bad for you, give it up. And when you realize that something is wholesome and good for you, do it. As a mother, at the risk of her own life, watches over her only child, so let everyone cultivate a boundless, compassionate mind towards all human beings. When you see an unborn, uncreated, unconditioned, you are liberated from being everything unborn, created, and conditioned. A man walking along a high road sees a great river. Its near bank, dangerous and frightening. Its far bank, safe. He collects sticks and foliage, makes a raft, paddles across the river, and reaches the other shore. Now suppose that after he reaches the other side, he takes the raft and puts it on his head and walks with it on his head wherever he goes. Would that be using the raft in an appropriate way? No. A reasonable man would realize that the raft has been very useful to him in crossing the river and arriving safely on the other shore, but that once he has arrived, it is proper to leave the raft behind and walk on without it. This is using the raft appropriately. In the same way, all truth should be used to cross over. They should not be held on to once you have arrived. You should let go even of the most profound insight or the most wholesome teaching, all the more so unwholesome teachings. Be a lamp to yourself. Be your own confidence. Hold on to the truth within yourself as to the only truth, the Buddha.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank you, Bobby. Now please remain seated for the meditation song, Sweep Over My Soul, number 145 in your hymnals.
Active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding. fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time.
And now, the Lord's Prayer, being the fourth Sunday, we will use the progressive version, and that should be found in the front of your hymnal. And please, after you finish it, leave it there for the next person. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will be done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God, the eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Now the Alleluia.
Expression of singing here, especially with the mics. Isn't that great to have the mics, because the singing really carries. Okay, so this morning I'm going to speak about the Sufis and the science of prayer. Sufism is the mystical tradition of Islam. In all faith traditions, prayer is encouraged to advance the direction of the soul. And now science is telling us that a prayerful life benefits us not only personally, but socially, in our communities, how we relate to each other. So this is what we will reflect on this morning. But before I start with that, let's listen to what St. Paul says about prayer. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and in all circumstances, be grateful. It was interesting that recently I was listening to a YouTube video of Muji. Muji's my guru. And Muji was saying the same thing as St. Paul. In his words, Muji said, say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In all circumstances, in those circumstances where we feel blessed, where good is coming into our lives, and also in circumstances where we're facing some difficulty, because there's so much learning there. And ultimately, we can't know for certain if a circumstance coming into our life will be for the good, it's all for the good, but will be a pleasant circumstance or will be a difficult circumstance. We can't ultimately really know that. And of course, I have a story about this. So a long, long time ago, in a distant land, there was a farmer. And the old farmer was out in the field with his old horse plowing the field. And suddenly he had this compassion for his horse. His horse had given him so much service over so many years. And he felt compassion for the horse, and he decided to let the horse go. Let the horse roam freely. And so he let his horse go up into the mountains. And soon the villagers heard of this, and they came to the farmer's house, and they said, oh, we're so sorry. Oh, we heard the terrible news. You don't have a horse. How are you going to plow the fields? How are you going to survive? And the farmer said, who knows? We shall see. So after a few days, his old horse returned. And also, following his old horse were 12 young, healthy horses. And they followed his old horse into the corral. And word got out. And the people came to the farmer and they said, oh, you are so lucky. How wonderful. You have all these new horses. You must be very happy. And the farmer said, who knows? We shall see. Well, the next morning, the farmer's only son decided to go out and train the horses. And so he got on one of the wild horses and was quickly thrown off onto the ground and broke his leg. And soon the villagers heard the news and they came to the farmer and they said, oh, you must be so sad. This is so terrible. How unfortunate. Your only son has broken his leg. Who's going to help you with the farming? And the farmer said, who knows? We shall see. Well, a few days later, there was a war that broke out, and the emperor's men came to the village, and they insisted that all the young men go with them to fight in the emperor's war. But of course, they didn't take the farmer's son because he had a broken leg. So soon all the villagers came to the farmer and said, you must be very happy. My goodness, you have such good luck. Your son didn't have to go off to war. And the farmer said, who knows? We shall see. And then the son's leg healed, but he had a limp. And the villager said, oh, how sad, your son has a limp. And The farmer said, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. So what happened was all of the boys who went off to war died in the war, and there was only the old farmer and his son, and they were the only able-bodied men in the village, and they became very wealthy, taking care of their land, and they were very generous, and they also gave their prosperity out to the other villagers, and the villagers said, oh, you must be so happy, this is so wonderful. And the farmer said, who knows? We shall see. That is a story from the Sufi tradition. So we can say thank you in all circumstances, ones that inherently bring us joy, and ones that are more difficult. We can simply hold judgment and wait and see. But this idea is also spoken of in the Buddhist tradition, in the idea of cultivating don't know mind. Don't know mind. We can't always know how something is going to work out, do we? We just don't know most of the time. You know, recently, I was grappling with some anxiety about a particular situation. I wanted things to go a certain way, and I was worried that they weren't going to go that way. And a friend said to me, well, just think about all the times in your life when you thought something wasn't going to work out, and it did. And I thought, well, now there is an insightful idea. And I sat down and I started to write. And I started to write down all the situations in my life where I thought something wasn't going to work out, and it did. We can't always trust the mind, can we, or thoughts in the mind. There is a Tibetan Buddhist teacher who calls the mind a dangerous friend. The mind is a dangerous friend. We have to discern. Are we going to grab onto that thought and let it carry us away? Or might that thought not really be grounded in truth? And especially, it's helpful to do that when we have some anxiety. So traditionally, prayer takes the form of petition, right? Please come to my aid. But in unity, we prefer to imagine that what it is we want has already occurred. We can visualize this and we can affirm this. Well, interestingly enough, the Sufis believe something quite similar. The Sufis believe that the future is moving toward us and not the other way around. So Sufism is the mystical tradition of Islam. The Sufis dance. There are many faith traditions where prayer is expressed through movement. When I was in Damascus, I got to see the Sufis dance. They spin, and they spin in a very prescribed manner. And they're spinning very, very fast, but they never lose their balance. They keep their eyes focused on something in the distance, whether it is, I don't know what it is. They're focused on something in the distance, almost in trance, focused on love, focused on the one, focused on the all, the one that all of us are a part of. And so they dance and spin as a way to pray. Muslims pray 5 times a day. And in their prayer, they move their bodies. They kneel, they touch their forehead to the floor, they bow, they stand, they bow, they stoop down, touch their forehead to the floor, and bow and stand up again. This is an opportunity to share with you that I often go to Friday prayers at the mosque in Olympia. The interfaith community of Olympia is very supportive of our mosque. And often ministers of different churches and members of those churches, as well as the rabbi of our synagogue, go to Friday prayers at the mosque. And our support of the mosque maybe even became too much for the community and the imam, who would stay afterwards to answer questions about Islam. And so now the community has established that the first Friday of every month, although you can go any Friday to pray, but the first Friday of the month is an open house. So the larger community is invited, and after service, after prayers and the imam's lesson, there's a potluck downstairs. And then people gather in the circle and can ask questions about Islam of the imam and the community. So I've made friends with several of the women. And I always cover my head respectfully with a scarf. And as I was in prayer with the other women, standing and bowing and touching my forehead to the floor and bowing and standing again, I was having a battle with this scarf, trying to keep my scarf in place. And I noticed that the other women didn't have that problem. So after a while, my friend Fazia invited me to her house. And she taught me the trick. There's a trick. It's not just that you can tie the scarves 10 different ways, but there's a like a stocking cap that you wear over your head that contains your hair, and then you put the scarf on, and the friction between the two pieces of material keeps your scarf in place. So I put the cap on, and she tied the scarf, and she stepped back with great delight at my new appearance and said, "Oh, you look very Egyptian." So prayer. We can reflect on prayer in our own lives and how we wish to express our prayer. Now, science tells us that prayer is significant in benefiting our lives personally, but also in community. So apparently they've discovered that there is a, that we have this self-control muscle. It's like a muscle. And just like our physical muscles can be tired when we exert too much energy, if we have to put too much if we have to work our self-control muscle too much, we become fatigued in that area and we're not able to be successful in changing habits that we have that we want to change. So it turns out that prayer helps us get more out of our self-control muscle. So people who have a consistent prayer practice report a greater sense of ease in building positive habits. I thought that was interesting. So, in a sense, the research is suggesting that prayer has an energizing effect. We can gain energy from our prayer life. And it also raises our gratitude bar. So people who pray for others tend to be more grateful for what they have. So prayer can raise our gratitude bar. And it was also found that people who have a consistent prayer habit, and they pray for their sweetheart, they pray for their wife or their husband or their lover or their sweetheart, that they are more likely to let go with greater ease any imperfections or transgressions from their loved one. So praying for others seems to be the crux of what changes our lives through prayer. Also, prayer offsets the negative effects of stress, so people who have a regular prayer practice are not as easy to be knocked over by financial difficulty, for instance, or other kinds of stressors in their lives. It offsets negative effects of stress. My yoga teacher likes to say, if you can't smile while you're in a particular posture, you're working way too hard. So prayer is like that. Prayer is something to rejoice in. We can smile when we're praying. There's no right or wrong way to pray. We can rejoice in our prayer life. And we can engage in this. It's one thing that we can engage in as much as we want, and there's no side effects. There's no adverse side effects. There's no judgment. There's just an expression of that rejoicing that St. Paul talks about. So prayer is the soul's positive path and direction. And the numerous expressions of prayer benefit our whole lives, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, even physically if we move while we're praying. It is one purely beneficial activity that you can indulge in. So pray without ceasing, however you wish to express that. Thank you very much. And now we'll move into our meditation. Grounding in the body, being aware of breath in the body, sensations in the body, and bringing our attention there. And now imagining light, the light of goodness that permeates our bodies, our souls, that spreads out and expands out and touches everything and everyone that we come in contact with. Focusing on this light, allowing this light to be an expression of prayer. Simply focusing on the light expanding out to all beings in joy, in gratitude, that this itself is a prayer. And gradually, pulling the light back into your heart, allowing it to be drawn from outside inward, holding this light of prayer deep within your heart, and knowing that it is there whenever you need it.
Now for our offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our center, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. And as we hold our offerings in our hands, let us say it together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive.
We are the light of the world.
blessing of thanks together found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And for our healing prayer, if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their names or hold them quietly in your hearts.
Orange smile.
Yeah.
Jack Seagram. Patty Kyle.
Burberry.
In our biblical country.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And let's all say our prayer of protection together. You'll find that on the back of your program or on the wall to your right. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And in closing, let's form a circle and all join hands and sing our song of peace. Thanks to all who made our Sunday service possible, the singing group, and John, Bobby with his wonderful reading, and Anatha is always with her incredible teaching. Thank you all.